The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, it's interesting. You know, years ago when Viagra came out for erectile dysfunction, we doctors, you know, were like, how are we supposed to bring this up to patients? Patients don't want to talk about this. Yeah, and some patients kind of heard about it. I had a 93-year-old patient that hardly talked. And he's sitting there, and he pulls out a little piece of newspaper, a little clipping, and he opens it up, and he points, and he looks at me, and he wants me to write it. And I actually started giggling. I'm like, I can't give that to you. You're in your 90s. And, you know, he's like, oh, well. And I'm like, you know, maybe I should have. I mean, you know, he's in his 90s. What a way to go. But, you know, we were kind of intimidated by the drug at first. You know, that was when we started to hear that some people were, you know, dropping their blood pressure really rapidly and the risk of dying because of the being on nitrates at the time for their heart. But I remember this 90-some-year-old man, and he was so cute, and his hand was shaking, you know, because he had a Parkinsonian tremor, but he really wanted Viagra. And, you know, I was dying to see his wife to see if she would even you know, shoot me before even considering it, because I assume she was up in her 90s too. But it's interesting. There's a new approach that Viagra is taking with their advertising, where apparently they're being very, very direct. Rather than this blue pill, or, you know, some of these erectile dysfunction drugs, they have bathtubs sitting there in the middle of the forest. Now they're just being very to the point. This is something you would not have thought you would see 15 years ago, 20 years ago, but now it's just, I guess they have this kind of pretty 30-some-year-old lady with a British accent, you know, saying, you know, just kind of being direct. She's lying on a bed. You know that plenty of guys have this issue. If ED is stopping what you started, ask your doctor about Viagra. And then, I don't know, she strolls on the beach. There's something about water and beaches that I guess advertisers like to use for sex. I'm not really sure. I mean, maybe it's because it makes you think of relaxation, so you think of sex. You see, to me, if I was looking at a commercial, and that commercial made me think of sex, I would think the commercials that do that would be the ones with the big, huge, comfortable bed. Okay, or, you know, a backseat of a car, that might bring back memories. But, I mean, if I was going to have thoughts of, okay, you know what, I may want to have sex, you know, thinking about this, it would be like a big comfortable bed. It wouldn't be an ocean where there's people on the beach and there's syringes that are going to get stuck in your foot and kids yelling and dogs peeing on you. I wouldn't be thinking that. I love the beach. But when I go to the beach, I don't think about sex. I just don't. Yet, for some reason, advertisers do that. So anyway, she's walking around in this kind of skimpy dress, and there's a beach or whatever. And I guess now they're, you know, this approach to advertising is very, very direct. Not this subtle innuendo, but now direct. Simple, straightforward. And, I mean, is that what we need? Okay, I mean, is the whole innuendo thing starting to get lost on people where, you know, what I think it is advertisers now only have seconds, if not 1 second, to really get their message across. You know, there's some commercials that still do this where something's happening, you're like, what? What's going on? And you sit there because you want to see the end of it, and they do that. I wouldn't recommend that in advertising, because it's wasting time. And then when you see what it's about, it's such a letdown that you're like, you know what, I just sat there and watched this. Oh, to heck with it. Now, maybe they think they got their product in your mind But to me, I'm like, you just wasted my time. So now I just fast forward or flip forward those commercials. So I think what it is now is a lot of people think that no one's going to sit there and try to figure out why two people are sitting in a forest holding hands in bathtubs. Okay, that absolutely makes no sense. But you have a pretty woman say, look, you know, a lot of guys have this, you know, this is the problem. All right, I'm telling you it's okay to go get that. It's a normal thing. Maybe that's exactly what, you know, people need. This, I used to be in marketing, and so I used to be in a lot of things. I had a lot of past lives here. And so I find it very, very fascinating on how people try to promote something or how people try to entice the consumer, especially when it comes to medical products. You know, the idea of the purple pill or the blue pill, I mean, it's brilliant. Just the look of the pill, the feel of the pill, the color of it, right? Like Nexium being purple, that's brilliant. People will still ask me for the purple pill for their stomach. And I'm like, well, there's lots of medications out there. You got your Prevacid, you got your Protonix, Axor, Prilosec, Nexium. No. I want the purple pill. That's what I see on TV. Now, many groups want to stop this direct-to-consumer advertising because they say it's unfair to the consumer. But then again, I mean, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is a industry in our private, you know, competitive world. They're allowed to do that. They're going to spend a lot of money, you know, coming up with the whole purple color of the capsule and all that. They do. They are allowed. They are allowed an opportunity to sell that product and to market it. But now pill colors matter. Somebody good looking say, look, use this, because then you can have sex with somebody like me. That's what's working now. But you would have never thought. Medicines used to come in bottles, and yeah, they tried to play around with the labels and try to make the labels a little bit more exciting so you grab at that label. But the labels start to change because they have to have all sorts of written things and written disclaimers on it. So when you now buy some Robitussin or something, there's a lot of words on it. You know, there's so little room for the actual name of the drug that you're like, what is this? I find that problem too. My patients will get prescriptions. They'll get over-the-counter stuff. I'm just trying to find the active ingredient. And I can't find that anywhere because of all the other stuff that they have to write. Yeah, I love these Ambien or these Lunesta, these sleep medicine commercials where they say a risk factors that may cause sleepiness. Well, that's what I'm taking it for. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 27.7 Doc Deli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes units. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, why don't you subscribe to us to connect at ConnectPal, ConnectPal.com. This is really, really cool. It gives you unlimited access, and it allows me to be your virtual doctor. This is really, really fun. So please check that out, and I'm here to help. Now, one subject that keeps coming up with a lot of my patients and a lot of my listeners is how they hate their job. And a lot of their health problems and their depression and their lack of sleep, and there is their job. Their job is stressful. They hate their job. And it's interesting. You know, there's been a lot of reports and studies on why people hate their jobs. Forbes talks about this. Forbes talks about how many times people hate their jobs because they picked their career at the age of 22 when they had no idea what they wanted to do with their lives. Maybe they had a very narrow view of what career options were available. They felt they needed to make money because now they were independent, so they had to just hustle and get into something. They gravitated towards jobs that involved credentials and maybe predefined milestones like school, but that wasn't something that was self-rewarding. Then maybe after doing that profession for 7 to 10 years, they felt locked in. They felt like they didn't know what to do next, how to change. They were doing okay kind of financially in that first career. So by now, they may have a family, too much risk to switch careers. So they just do that the rest of their lives. Lawyers, professors, bankers, teachers, doctors, a lot of us fall into this rut. Mark Bodnick is the one who had reported on that. And, you know, this is something that I think we need to spend a little bit of time on, because I see so many wrong reasons for people taking medications these days. Many of you come in for anti-anxiety, anti-depression medicine, sleep medication, and I'm now just outright asking you, do you hate your job? And they go, I never thought of it that way. I don't like it. But now that you say it that way, I really think I do. I really think I hate it. I hate my job. Now, what do I do from a psychology perspective? Okay. And we'll talk about some other reasons people hate their jobs. But from a psychology perspective, if you don't stop for a second and realize what the problem is, just like with alcohol, you know, I mean, you know, you knowing you're an alcoholic, admitting to an alcoholic is already half the cure. Admitting that you don't like something or something stinks already starts to make you feel better. Okay, I mean, according to this author, he says many jobs suck. Even if you like the work, the experience of being paid makes you more likely to not like the job. If it was fun, maybe you wouldn't, you know, need to get paid for it. Who was it? Was it Mark Twain that said, if your vocation is a vacation? I need to look up that quote. I don't want to mess that up. That's a really good quote. Make your vocation a vacation and you'll never be. Hold on a second. Sorry. Mark Twain. I'm Googling right now. Vocation quote. Okay. Hold on a second. It should be here. All right. The secret of success is making your vocation your vacation. All right. He's right about that. But that's not what many of us are in. Okay, I love being a doctor. I love being a doctor. Do I hate what I have to do now within my current job when it comes to all the insurance and Obamacare stuff and dealing with people upset that their insurance isn't paying anymore or that they pay premiums and they don't have coverage, etc.? Yes, I hate that. Now, do I hate my job? No. So you need to stop and you need to take a look and go, okay, what do you really, really hate? All right. So whenever you can't stand your job, you need to stop and look at, okay, what is it that I hate? Is it your coworkers? Is it your boss? What do you like about your job and what do you hate? Now, before we go on and we do a little bit of, you know, those types of exercises, here's another article at salary.com looking at 9 reasons Americans increasingly hate their job. One such reason is no pride. Apparently they did a study. And we're seeing people start to lose pride in their work. They're not excited about their work. They're not really excited about what they do. So they don't go in and feel proud of what they've done. They say less than a third of respondents said they would recommend their children to go into their line of work. But everybody else was like, no, I would not recommend them to go into this line of work. Well, if you're not wanting your kids to go into the line of work you're in, that means you obviously don't like it. A lot of people feel a lack of fulfillment. You know, they're already, you know, they're putting in 40 plus hour weeks. All right. They're, you know, maybe making a new salary grade every few years, but they don't feel fulfilled. They don't feel like what they're doing is making a difference. A lot of them feel like if I die, is anybody even going to remember me? Also, commitment issues. You know, I even see this with some of my staff. No problem calling in on Mondays. My gosh, we had 2 people call in again. Every Monday, people calling in. So when you aren't really committed to the job, you know, don't you care about the patients that need the labs? Don't you care about, you know, these patients getting seen and things that get done? No. And you can't make people care. You can't pay them enough to care. They have to just want to care. And that's not just the employee fault. If the employers out there are firing you at the first sign of a recession, or not giving you medical insurance because it's too expensive, how do you expect the employees to commit to you if you're not committing to them and their lives? If employers don't care, about people's lives and their employees' lives, those employees aren't going to care back. Okay? They also, the overworked. Okay? Half of respondents now to that article, to that study, said we feel overworked. And we've all been there. You have less staff. Everybody has less staff, so we're all doing the job of two or three people and getting paid less. Okay? Most of us are in that. All right? Effort issues, work ethic issues. Many people responded that they would quit if they could. All right? You know, it's funny. Lotto and people buying lottery tickets and stuff have gone up because people want to quit their job. You know, is it the money that's driving people, or is it just, you know what? You know, the other thing, too, also is a lot of us are starting to like being at home. You're liking your computer games. You're liking just kind of sitting there on Facebook. Home is starting to be a little bit more entertaining. See, when I was growing up, I was bored at the house. I was bored to death. I couldn't wait to get to school. I couldn't wait to get to work. If I knew I had a day off, you know, still, I do that now. It's like, okay, if I have a day off, I'm still going to the office. I'm like afraid of being home. Yet now you got Netflix. You got YouTube. You got your games. You got, there's stuff to do at home. And some people are realizing I would just rather be at home doing this than I would be at work. So I also blame our computer age too. There are other things you could be doing. Because remember, think about this. In the olden days, you know, the good TV wasn't on till later at night. And VCR movies were really, really expensive. So, you know, there was nothing except maybe soap operas or whatever during the day. So a lot of us are like, look, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing good coming on until 8 o'clock when Dallas comes on and we find out who shot JR. So I have no problem being away from the house, getting other stuff done, or being outside. Now there's so many things drawing you in. You know, I can't wait for the next Boardwalk Empire, the next, you know, Game of Thrones, the next Vikings, the next whatever. For those of you catching up on Netflix with the Breaking Bad or the Walking Dead, you're like, okay, well, I can't wait to get home and do these show marathons. So many of you guys are now catching up on shows that you didn't see, as opposed to going outside, etc. All right, so you hate your job. Okay, first and foremost, you need to write down, all right, you got to sit down and write it down or admit it to somebody. In your family, what do you actually like? Okay, what do you like about your job? You know, oh, well, I really, really like so-and-so. I like working with them. Okay? You do, huh? No, honey, don't worry. She's not anything to me, really. Okay, so you got to be careful with that. But anyway, I like so-and-so. What else is cool? You know, I love the fact that I get off on Christmas because my other job, I didn't get off on Christmas. Okay, that's good. Okay, what else do you like? You know, I love it when a client says X, Y, and Z. You know, I feel good. And you know what? I really, really like coming up with the marketing things. I really, really like that. Okay, that's a start. Okay, now what do you hate? Oh, I hate when we have to do accounts receivable. I can't stand that. I hate accounts receivable. I hate this. I hate this. You know, I hate coming at 9. If you could come in, what would be your ideal shift? Oh, I would love to do like a 10 to 6. Love to do that. Okay, so write all that down. All right, then, you know, hopefully you have a manager that you could sit and talk to. I mean, we're talking if you hate your job and you're ready to quit. Go, you know, look, I kind of looked at my job. I looked at my job duties, and I looked at what I'm really, really good at and what I really, really like to do. And so I think maybe this will help you more. Okay, what if I do this? Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me do this. Let me prove to you that this is something I'm really excited about. This is a job I'm really, really excited about. Will you let me do this? Some of them will say, no, I'm sorry. We need somebody in accounts receivable. But somebody else may say, okay, wait a second. Maybe we can make that work. Or you find a job where you do get to do that. You know, a lot of doctors, they hate doing what they're doing. You know, like, oh, man, I can't stand dealing with the chronic conditions or whatever, but I love dermatology. Well, then fine. Just do dermatology. I mean, I know we need you to do other things, but you have a lot more control than you think. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, you know, sometimes I think some of the things we talk about on the show is a little bit too obvious. Well, maybe not for some. There's a report out that there is caffeine-infused underwear, and it is being reported that this caffeine-infused underwear will not, I repeat, not help you lose weight like it pretends to. I know, shocker there. Sorry. I'm just as shocked. They say bras, girdles, and leggings infused with caffeine and sold as weight loss aids, okay, are not causing people to lose weight. And the companies that sold them have agreed to refund money to customers and pull their ads, according to U.S. regulators. The Federal Trade Commission said Wacol America and Norm Thompson Outfitters, which owns the Holly and others, sorry if I mispronounced anything, were accused of deceptive advertising and claimed their caffeine-impregnated clothing would cause the wearer to lose weight and have less cellulite. I don't know why there's consumers out there that would think that, but I understand that, you know, a lot of you guys, you come in with the ads, you know, and you email me, or my patients come in and show me the ads, and I even look convinced. I'm like, really, that does look good. You see a before picture, you see an after picture, but just remember, there's Photoshop, so you can't trust anything you see now, okay? Even my picture, my headshot, you can't see my chipped tooth. I got a chipped tooth, and you can't see it, right? Photoshop. Anyway, so they say if someone says you can lose weight by wearing the clothes they are selling, according to Jessica Rich, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection, they say the best approach is tried and true diet and exercise. Apparently, in the case of this Oregon-based Norm Thompson, the company sold clothing made with lightest brand fabric infused with caffeine that they said would break down fat. Now, okay, remember, these hoaxes have been going on for generations. I mean, even in the 1800s, there would be stuff that would say, oh, you could use this and it's a cure, et cetera, you know, the quote-unquote snake oil stuff. All right, so everybody is going to try to sell a product of theirs. They're going to come up with something to sell a product. Remember, companies' primary goal is to stay in business. A company's primary goal is to stay in business. Every company's goal. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, what about, you know, a church or churches have to make sure they still have a place of worship and a congregation, etc. The primary goal, we may all think that our goal is to please the Lord or to please each other or help people. But even if you think your primary goal is other, your primary goal always ends up to stay afloat and stay alive and stay in business, a company's goal. Temples have to do that. Churches have to do that. You need donations. You need a congregation. You need people building the building, etc. All right. What about a doctor's office? Well, Dr. Dahlia, are you saying business comes first? I don't want it to. I never wanted it to until we saw we were going to go under, until I finally realized that I was running an actual business. Okay? You have to pay for staff. You can't see patients without staff and operate a medical office without staff. You got to pay staff. You need that money coming in to pay staff. You need a building. You need your air conditioning working. You need your power bills. You need the computer system working. You need to buy medical supplies. So you can't just sit there and see people for free without a flow of money. You know, we're trying to raise money for this free pediatric clinic that we're building. And any way you could help, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. So we're trying to build this free pediatric clinic. We're really excited about it. And, boy, I'm learning about their operating costs and how much money they're going to need and how to keep this thing going and flowing. And it is. It's a business. Some of you guys get really, really mad at foundations out there. And, you know, we haven't built ours yet. You know, I want to kind of do a foundation for kids because I do so many fundraisers for children's charities. It would be nice to kind of have one foundation, and then I just give grants to all these things that I want to help, as opposed to just being able to work on two or three at once in 1 year. I'd rather help as many as I can, but I'm learning more and more that I'm going to have to run a foundation like a business. You're going to have to make sure that you have money coming in. You have to make sure you know, it blows my mind because I was never taught how to run a business. I don't want to run a business. Same thing with my medical office. I don't want to run a business. So now you're seeing a product out there. Is that pharmaceutical? Is that nutraceutical? Is that cosmetic really the best? No. Nobody knows if it's really the best. All right, but they're going to say it is. Is it the strongest? Well, that could still be subjective. So you have to realize that all companies have to put themselves first, and you are going to be the one that'll say if it works or not. So here's a company that put caffeine and vitamin E and other chemicals into these little micro capsules and put it in the clothing and said it was a revolutionary shapewear or whatever. And maybe a couple people by placebo thought they did look better. You know? Interesting. I was interviewed on these shapers by, what are they called? By Skechers. The rocker bottom Skechers. Okay? And, you know, I was asked, you know, are they really a crock of crap in terms of, you know, causing you to lose weight and strengthening your back and all that other stuff? And, you know, no, it doesn't make you lose weight. However, if you feel like you have a bounce in your step, if you feel like, you know what, I'm feeling pretty good doing this, if you're wearing shapers and because you're in them, you now kind of have that little endorphin feeling like, you know what? No, 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 I'm dieting. No, no, I don't need that chocolate bar. You know, you may actually lose weight. The reason why a lot of these fad diets or these fad things work is because placebo-wise, you sometimes get into the groove of it. And when you start to get into the groove of it, now you're starting to watch what you eat. Now you're like, oh, no, no, you know what? You know, I am watching. Well, you may not be dieting per se, but you may be like, you know what? Yeah, I will take the stairs. I feel good. I feel energized. And maybe you're not, but you feel that way, so you do more. So, you know, how I look at it is I don't want there to be any false advertising. I want anything that's medically out there to be medically sound. Tell people like it is. However, if you swear to me that you pouring a whole bunch of coffee or iced tea on your girdle before you put it on helps your cellulite, as long as it doesn't hurt, I don't care. All right? But just know that there may be some sort of magical, miraculous thing, and it's not science. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So after comedian Tracy Morgan and other people in that limousine that were struck from behind by a Walmart truck on highway are kind of now being accused of needing to take blame for part of their injuries because Walmart said in a court filing that they weren't wearing their seatbelts. The filing was made in federal court in response to a lawsuit that Tracy Morgan filed in June over the accident that killed his friend James McNair, who had starred in Saturday Night Live, 30 Rock, etc. No, McNair was a comedian, and Tracy Morgan was in Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock. Anyway, Morgan had spent several weeks in rehab with rib and leg injuries, etc. Walmart stores based in Bentonville, Arkansas, said in the filing that the passenger's injuries were caused in whole or in part by their failure to properly wear an appropriate available seatbelt restraint device. Now, of course, multiple people are suing Walmart at this time. And I think even the company of the, I think the limousine company, I guess, from loss of services since then. I don't have the whole lawsuit in front of me, but this is kind of an interesting point, okay? To kind of go back what happened, the driver had been on the job for about 13 and a half hours at the time of the crash. Federal rules permit truck drivers to work up to 14 hours a day with a maximum of 11 hours by the wheel. But they say that he was too tired and that's what caused the accident. Don't go away. I want to talk about this a little bit more. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I've been complaining that I'm still stuck on level 291 for probably the past 4 months of Candy Crush, and some of you have given me advice on how to how to get past that level. Unfortunately, all the advice you guys are giving me means I actually have to buy more coins. You're telling me that there's absolutely no way I could get past this level without actually paying money to play Candy Crush. You know I don't pay anything when it comes to my cell phone. I already spend enough on my Verizon account, so I think that's ridiculous. But if you're telling me that's the only way I could get past the level, then I'm just not playing Candy Crush anymore, because I think this is ridiculous. I'm all ticked off right now. All right, so going back really quickly with this accident, you know, we've talked to truck drivers in the Department of Transportation and you know, a variety of you regarding what kind of happens with truck drivers. And truck drivers, to me, are some of the safest people out there on the road because of all the rules and regulations. They can't speed. They have to watch out for idiot drivers like us that try to, you know, quickly speed up and pass them because we think they're going to be too slow. And so, you know, even if it's a one-laner, we'll try to pass the truckers all the time. And, you know, these guys have to put up with so much. God bless our truckers out there. And unfortunately, some of them are overworked. And these breaks that they get are not enough. Many of them don't have air conditioning in their cars. And there needs to be a lot of new changes that happen in the trucking industry for our truckers. And as you could see, trucker health then translates to our health. Now, this lawsuit between Tracy Morgan and Walmart and the accident that unfortunately happened a while back, apparently the lawsuit is seeking a jury trial and punitive and compensatory damages because it says that Walmart should have known that its truck driver had been awake for more than 24 hours before the crash, and that his commute of 700 miles from his home in Georgia to work in Delaware was quote-unquote unreasonable. They allege that the driver fell asleep at the wheel. Now, people fall asleep at the wheel, unfortunately, way too many times. I just had a patient that admitted that she had fallen asleep at the wheel. Luckily, nobody was killed, but she had hit somebody, and she had gone to the hospital, and she blames her allergy shots. She said she was given allergy shots, and those caused her to fall asleep. One of these days, we got to spend time on talking about all the different things that are going to make you fall asleep at the wheel. And I think this situation is going to get worse as we have more rules and regulations telling us, look, you got to pay attention. None of this Facebooking or texting or tweeting. You need to just pay attention to the road. You're going to see people start to fall asleep because the only time people get off Facebook and stop tweeting and texting is when they go to bed. So we definitely have some issues there. But I'm going to be watching this case very closely because I'm wondering if do passengers carry part of the fault, part of the blame, if they're not wearing seatbelts? Now, I believe it was one of those party limousines, and I always wear a seatbelt in a limousine. If I ever get to ride in a limousine, okay, it's rare. Trust me, it is really, really rare. But I always wear a seatbelt because I have no idea what the driver's doing. So I get all cuddled up in the seatbelt, but from what I understand, when you're in these limousines, part of the fun is you get to move around the limousine. Okay, some of you guys do some real weird things in these limousines. Right? And that's just all part of the fun, I guess. Okay, I'm getting older, but me, I buckle up, I tighten up, etc. But these party buses, no. You know, everybody kind of running around, they're all happy, they're whatever. You know, they're making fun of the driver. The driver's like, shut up. You know, but he can't say that because you're in his limousine. And so, you know, do you take the blame? I mean, if somebody hits you in a regular car accident, you know, depending on what state you live in, okay? And if they were at fault, whether you were wearing a seatbelt or not, a lot of times doesn't mean anything. Whoever hit you was at fault, whoever rear-ended you, whoever. But in this particular case where we're talking about punitive damages, etc., I'm wondering if the jury will be able to say, look, they weren't wearing their seatbelt. So you can't say the driver, you know, killed them based on his hit as much as they were not seatbelted. I don't know. This is something that, you know, we need to get a lawyer on to talk about this because that's kind of interesting. I'll get something set up for you guys because I just want to know what happens in each state because it's a sad case, you know. It really is. I've always wondered how you one, you got to trust your own limo driver. Remember that case where there were those women on a bachelorette party and then the limo was on fire and killed half of them, you know, and so it's like, you know, when is it the limo driver's fault? When is it your fault? When is it the driver that hits you fault? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's some breaking news on Ebola. A Dallas hospital right now is monitoring a patient for potential Ebola virus. A Dallas hospital right now is isolating a patient who had shown signs of the Ebola virus. Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas said in a statement last night that the patient's symptoms and travel history suggest that the patient may have Ebola. The hospital expects to receive preliminary results today from the CDC. So good. At least testing is moving a little quicker. Man, Presbyterian Hospital says it's taking measures to keep its doctors, staff, and patients safe. Like I said, we need to figure this out before flu season starts to hit. All right. I know my office already has flu shots. A lot of the pharmacies already have flu shots. I'm not saying go and get a flu shot so you don't get Ebola. That's not what I'm saying. It won't help prevent getting Ebola. But if you're prone to getting the flu, okay, and here we are, right, trying to figure out if your fever and your body aches and you kind of get in a rash is either Ebola or flu, we're going to err on the side of caution and probably contain you until we got testing. So I would rather you not have fever and body aches to begin with. So I'm strongly urging you not having the flu. We have to get you completely out of this equation. Make sure you're healthy. Make sure you're not. And the other thing, too, also is let's say Ebola does come to America. Do we really want you guys vulnerable because you're, you know, sitting here battling your own regular seasonal flu? Okay, I need to make sure you guys are tip-top shape and tip-top sharp for this next season. We always talk about things that you need to do. I want you guys eating right. I want you guys sleeping well. I don't want you stressed out, which is already three things that I think none of us already have prepared. I want to make sure that you already recognize the first signs and symptoms of being sick in your own household. Okay? Know, already have a little quarantine room in your house. I know that's very, very hard because a lot of us share rooms, etc. But if one of you gets sick, do you have a place that you could go? All right? All right? And maybe even if it is, maybe taking out a little motel room near the house. All right? But if one of you guys get a real bad fever, I'm not saying Ebola fever, but flu fever, anything, so you don't get the whole house sick, all right? If, you know, you guys don't want to get flu shots or you don't like flu shots, etc. Do you guys have some sort of a quarantine protocol in the house? We don't, even in my family. Somebody gets sick, you know, and by the time they get sick, you know, I already know they've already exposed all of us because they only get symptoms a couple days after they've exposed everybody, you know, because you're contagious usually a couple days before you get sick. But, you know, usually we go, okay, you know, nobody sleep next to daddy, nobody sleep next to mommy, no kissies, no huggies, everybody leave them alone. But, I mean, we live in very small quarters. I mean, you know, the house we're in right now is about, what, 1,100 square feet. So we're, you know, we're breathing on each other, et cetera. So make sure you guys have some plan. Make sure you have separate water bottles, separate cups, spoons, et cetera, things like that. Make sure you have good aeration. Make sure you guys get a HEPA filter in the room so whoever is sick could then sit there and have the HEPA filter, and hopefully that cleans out a lot of the stuff. All right, but just, you know, think of things. Be prepared. Make sure you guys have your decongestants or whatever you think you usually need. You don't want to be going to a store when you're sick, coughing and sneezing. Make sure you have whatever you usually have, your Tylenol, et cetera, at the house. If you have a predictable type of winter season, make sure you talk to your doctor and understand what their walk-in times are, because if something is kind of urgent, all right, you know, then make sure you get in same day as opposed to wait a couple weeks, that kind of thing. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.